Epstein Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Riverside at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Let me remind you early on, the telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That's your hotline. That's the telephone line. You can dial in, ask your questions, give your 2 cents worth, as some like to call it. Join in the dialogue and discussion we'll be talking about today. It's a question, but it's bounded about by the Biden administration. It's bounded about by the socialist Marxist media. It's bounded about by all of the socialist Democratic Party. That is, that President Trump is a danger to our democracy. So the issue today, my question, is President Trump a danger to our democracy? What does the word democracy mean? Are we a democracy as a nation? How do you ascertain who we are? What kind of government do we have in America? Is it a republic or a democracy? We hear the media, in fact, I've watched clips from just about all of the Marxist media networks, and in different forms, different fashion, different, how would you say, the setup of the question, they're all making the statement that if Trump is elected, he is a danger to our democracy. Who's making that decision? What is a democracy? What is a republic? What does it mean to say that President Trump is a danger to our democracy? What do we have today? What is taking place today? Are those things dangerous to our constitutional republic? Are we watching the evisceration of the foundation of America today? Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture asks the question in Proverbs 14:34, makes the statement, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I don't believe we understand that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about the pros and cons. We're going to be talking about the question, asking the question, is Trump a danger to our nation? Or as they put it on the woke left, to our democracy? That's the question. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, each and every day on this broadcast, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's God's word, the scripture says, that it's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. One of the major identifiers of a believer is continuing in the word of God. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, what word? The word of God. Jesus is the Logos of God, the word of God. If you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed. That word could be translated truly. That is, you're a real disciple if you continue in the word. And then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. As we stay in the word, we can recognize truth. And Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. further in John 17:17, Jesus says, God's word is makes a declaratory statement. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And ladies and gentlemen, I think forever is a pretty long time. Endures forever. The truth of the word of God endures forever. However, it's the socialist secularist, that is, the secularist George Orwell, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I find that to be a truthful statement. By the way, that statement came out of the dystopian novel entitled 1984, published back in 47, 48, and 49. And it set some predictions for America by 1984. Many of those have become factual, even though they were not on target, date-wise. And I think one of the most profound statements Orwell could have made, when he said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be factual today. In fact, there's the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a statement in part that says this: what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America, even in our Christian churches today. And ladies and gentlemen, a recent survey gives us some staggering pointers that illustrate that to be factual. The recent survey about truth says younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, says each person determines his or her own version of truth. And I bring that to our attention each and every day on this broadcast, because as I have said for many, many years, a half-truth is a whole lie. And yet we find that literally promulgating all of society today, filling the thoughts and the minds of those that tune into the socialist Marxist media. This is the reason so many today are agreeing with Biden and the Marxist media that Trump is a danger. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring us our attention to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says this in part: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. In fact, historians tell us that when Jan Hus was being burned at the stake, his last words, he screamed out, "Truth shall prevail. Truth shall prevail." Not about you, that's a chilling thought that we see coming to fruition in America today, where truth is undertrodden, truth is rejected, repulsed, rebelled, refused, and yet truth shall prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier. There is a benchmark, 165-foot flagpole. Atop of that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Retirement is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Retirement is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Retirement to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word intended to be so. Drop by Tools for Retirement, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Retirement. ToolsForRetirement.com, ToolsForRetirement.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. I have said before, and I'll say again, I believe America is living in a state of mourning. Mourning. Because the righteous are not in control. And as a result of that, we're seeing the state of mourning that I believe is very good evidence of the condition that we have from the top down. Ladies and gentlemen, the question today, by the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Is President Trump a danger to our democracy? Ladies and gentlemen, let me start off by saying today is caucus day in Iowa. I was told by the news media this morning about 6:37 o'clock that in Iowa, they're running about 15 degrees below zero. With the wind chill factor, they say it's averaging about 40 degrees below zero. But yet it is caucus day. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you that the temperature being as it is, what kind of caucus will they have? Now I'm asking the question. I'm fascinated by it. Number one, I am bothered by what is called caucusing, rather than people going to the polls and voting. I'm amazed that we have been so caught up and involved that for the past 3 months, the socialist Marxist media has been pointing to the caucus day, the kickoff of the election in Iowa with the caucus day taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, we're constantly warned about Trump saying that even though he's double to nothing on all of the other candidates, that Trump ought not to be considered as being the winner in the Iowa caucus. We're being told, as of this morning, that the darling, controlled, bought and paid for candidate Nikki Haley is running ahead of Ron DeSantis. They're not even talking about anything with the potentiality of Trump being the victor in the Iowa caucus. His name is being left out of the equation, and I believe it's purposeful, being left out of the equation for the most part. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being continually warned that Trump is a grave danger to our democracy. This is constantly repeated by the Marxist media. It's constantly repeated by the Socialist Democratic Party. We're told that President Trump should not be reelected because he is a danger to our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, we need to set aside and we need to determine, is America a democracy or a constitutional republic? Now, I understand the media, including so-called conservative Fox News. Fox News is not conservative. They're trying to appease both sides of the aisle. But even with Fox News, they say Democracy 2024. That's their headline about the political campaign that we're in the midst of, the seeking of a president, which will be decided November of this year. So, ladies and gentlemen, what is a democracy? A democracy literally is mob rule. Mob rule. We are a constitutional republic with a representative form of government, where we, the people, are supposed to be in charge of the government. That is, until Barack Hussein Obama, and now Joe Biden being the puppet for Barack Hussein Obama, we're finding that executive orders by dictator that usurped the authority of the Oval Office in 2022 and now makes the decisions for us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're told that President Trump ought not to be reelected. We're told constantly and continually with a barrage of different connotations that President Trump is a danger to our democracy. He ought not to be reelected. He'll destroy democracy. First of all, America is not a democracy. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that should be frightening to all of us. Biden, that's the present occupier of the Oval Office, Biden blasts Trump as a despicable danger to democracy. Now, before I read further in this article, it's about five pages, not a major article. But ladies and gentlemen, with that coming from the, that kind of rhetoric coming from the Oval Office, that kind of incendiary words coming from the president, what would that motivate in the hearts of some in America thinking that we'll just eliminate the problem? I won't even go into the thought process of the details of what that could connote in the mind of some deranged person. Maybe that's what they're wanting to gin up. Maybe that's what they're wanting to bring about. I think the possibility of that is greater than we would ever imagine. Biden blasts Trump as a despicable danger to democracy. This is dated January the 5th, 2024. President Joe Biden on Friday declared that defending democracy from the extremist forces that fueled the January 6th insurrection 3 years ago was the nation's sacred cause, one that would be at the heart of his reelection bid. In what the kickoff campaign is supposed to look like with Biden, says here, Biden took square aim at his likely general election opponent, Donald Trump, denouncing his efforts to remain in power after the 2020 election. Did Trump try to remain in power after the 2020 election? Did Trump refuse to leave the Oval Office? Did Trump call on his cabinet to in some way set up a resistance to any outside forces to remove him from office? Did we have to send in the National Guard or the feds to with the armament to go in and extract him from the Oval Office? No. But yet this is the mindset that's being pronounced by Joe Biden. The Biden's article continues, says, Biden tore into his predecessor, deeming Donald J. Trump despicable and a danger to the nation he once led. Quote, whether democracy is still America's sacred cause is the most urgent question of our time, Biden said. It is what the 2024 election is all about, Biden told a crowd gathered in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Quote, the choice is clear. Donald Trump's campaign is all about him, not America, not you. Biden continued, Donald Trump's campaign is obsessed with the past, not the future. He's willing to sacrifice our democracy to put himself in power. End quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my question to you, what are your thoughts? Do you believe that? Is President Donald J. Trump a threat to our nation? Was he a danger when he was in office? Did he refuse to leave office? Did he try to remain in the Oval Office? How do you see it? I don't know about you, but I'm a little weary with hearing that rhetoric being espoused by CNN, that's the Communist Network News, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, all of the other Marxist media outlets, constantly reminding the general public, don't vote for Trump. Trump is a danger to our democracy. He's a danger to America. He wants to stay in office. He didn't want to leave office. This article with Biden speaking, Biden recalled how the mob waving Trump flags and Confederate flags stormed right past a Washington portrait that was commissioned by an artist impressed that the general had handed over his military commissioner after the war instead of trying to become a king. Quote, in America, our leaders don't hold on to power relentlessly. Our leaders return power to the people willingly. Do your duty. Save our country. Don't vote for Donald J. Trump. Vote for Biden. Those are Biden's words. How do you take it? How do you view it? What is your thought? What are your thoughts in relationship to it? I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. To be honest with you, Biden, if anybody uses any kind of common sense or reasoning whenever he says those statements, for him to stand on that podium or the bully pulpit, whatever you want to call it, to say that Trump's this danger, well, how is he even able to deliver that message? You know, the reasoning should let reasoning alone should let that statement just fall by the wayside. We're a representative republic, and it was set up this way constitutionally, so no one individual state who had a higher population or more individuals that were eligible to vote should therefore sway the rest of the states. So according to a democracy right now, you could have two states like New York and California mm-hmm. and their policies, which would sway the entire federal policy there. So it is set up like that. Unfortunately, the states themselves are set up slightly differently. And I'll give you a good example. Pennsylvania, you've got two large cities, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia there, and they predominantly vote Democratic, but yet everything outside of them is predominantly Republican. So you have a situation where you have like the senatorial race between Dr. Mehmet Oz and what's his name there, the guy who's currently in there that had the stroke. Anyway,
you're talking about, can you call his name, starts with an A. Fetterman, starts with an F.
Fetterwoman. So you have a situation where a vote like that predominantly favors whoever the party is that has the most votes. But anything that Biden, the thing that bothers me the most about this coming election will be Biden staying in it up until, you know, midsummer or so when it starts to heat up in the race and then unexpectedly drops out. And then we get another Democratic plant who is appointed by the DNC that we know little to nothing about, and he will not be vetted. And I'll give you another example of how that occurred. And that occurred in 2008 with the election of Barack Obama. He basically came out of nowhere, was basically put in that position, and then nobody had a lot of time to vet him, and they used the race card and other dishonest and disingenuous methodologies. I mean, Barack came in saying he was going to fundamentally change America, and he has politicized the three-letter agencies to such a degree that they are causing issues, not only in general elections, but with the general public as well. It's bothersome to see how low the Democrats will stoop to maintain power regardless of the will of the people.
Well, I have said, Jim, many times in the past few years now, past 3 years in particular, the Democrats are willing to destroy the nation if they can rule over the ashes that are left. That is their mindset. And you are saying exactly what I've been saying for the past 3 years. When it comes to the ballot in November of this year, November 2024, I've said very, very, very dogmatically, Joe Biden will not be the candidate that the people have a choice to vote for. I believe that Barack Obama is the puppeteer. I believe that Joe Biden is the puppet. I believe that Obama is now carrying out his third term in office. I believe that the 2020 election was, in fact, de facto stolen. I believe that the new revelations that's coming out in the battleground states in particular, I believe that it verifies the fact that the election was stolen. However, it's not being covered by the Marxist media. I believe that we'll have Michael Obama, they call her Michelle, or Hillary Clinton, or Gavin Newsom, or some dark horse that we've not thought of that will supplant Joe Biden. They'll claim that his health is bad, or whatever the case may be. And as you said, they will insert another candidate at the behest of the Democratic Party. He will not be, that candidate will not be properly vetted. they will bring that candidate on as being a knight shining armor to deliver America from Donald J. Trump with the major sequestration and centering of all media. Jim, I believe that the closer we get to the election, the more we're going to find censorship of the media, where we'll have our text messages, email messages, telephone calls, social media platforms, etc., literally shut down, so that the general public cannot communicate ideas, thoughts, and information about the coming candidate that the Democrats will have. What is your take on that? Am I on track with what your thoughts are in relationship to the coming election?
Yes. I do believe that everything you said was correct. As far as media sources, they are already working on behalf of the Democratic Party. Hollywood works on behalf of the Democratic Party. There's no doubt in my mind there. Facebook, particularly with their shenanigans in the last election, where Mark Zuckerberg spent over $400 million in funds to sway that election there. Don't be deceived. He's going to be doing the same thing. And all I could say is talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, speak with boldness, become informed, do not adhere to any of the talking points there. I know that this is kind of almost fruitless. It's hard to change somebody's mind when they're set on talking points, but the best thing you could do is, with kindness and well-informed opinion, is to at least give them doubt as to why the Democrats should not be the ones that hold on to the administration, the House, or the Senate.
Absolutely. Jim, if I can jump in and say this, there's an attempt even now. I watched a platform on one of the networks last evening, and a portion of it this morning, where they had two preachers. One says that we shouldn't vote for Trump because who he is, what he's done, his immoral background, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the other one said, see, you would think the other one had dialogue with me. The other one said, well, we're not voting for a Sunday school teacher. We're not voting for a pastor. We're voting for a president. And that we need to vote for Donald J. Trump to protect America and to clean the sewer. And that's my position. But there's a movement in America today to dissuade Christians, to prevent Christians from taking a stand for the one that can lead America back to its greatness, lead America back to success. We're watching the lawfare taking place, trying to prevent Trump from being on the ballot. We're watching the cases against Trump, trying to prevent him from being able to be reelected as president. And now we're finding the push for conservatives and Christians to be somehow shamed into not voting for Trump. It is my position, Jim, that as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to vote for Donald J. Trump, realizing that as God intervened in 2016 in placing him in office, we need to ask God to intervene once again and place Donald J. Trump in the office of president to deliver America from sure destruction if it continues on the track that it's on now. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Thanks for your insight, and continue to pray, and let's keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a question today. Is President Trump a danger to our democracy? I pray that we'll keep on continuing with the focus on the truth and not listening to the lie. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have 1 minute top of the hour news. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville.